Hello, welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I'm Raquel.
And I am Becky.
And we are doing, this time around, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 9, Episode 4, Bahama Drama. Now, that sounds familiar, doesn't it,
Becky? I know. They stole our title.
They totally did. Well, I'm glad they're listening. You know, Hit us up. We will gladly do this for money for you guys. Anytime.
Yes.
All right. Before we get started, thank you everyone who has commented and rated and reviewed and sent us messages. You guys are the sweetest.
We love hearing from you.
Oh my God. It makes us so happy. You have no idea.
Yes.
It really does.
For
so
sure.
Please keep reviewing, rating if you haven't already. Please go on there. It makes a huge difference. I know you hear that on every podcast. And turns out it's true. I guess that's why they say it. Who knew?
Exactly.
So we're on Housewives at Twitter, on Instagram, follow us on iTunes, and various other places.
Yes. And on Twitter, aren't we Housewives On?
Yes.
We are.
I think if you looked up Housewives on Housewives, I don't know what the technology,
I don't know.
With the kids, with their Twitters.
I don't either. Anyway. Let's get to the show.
All right.
In the first scene, Dorit's outfit, it looks like something her daughter would wear. Like, for serious, I could not get over this outfit. I was like, what is she thinking?
I didn't even notice because what was coming out of her mouth was so distracting and irritating to me. I couldn't even look at her clothes.
It was terrible. She had on, like, little tennis shoes. It was like a smocked sundress with, like, long ties hanging off the shoulders. She had her hair in little French braids. I was like, you look like a four-year-old.
Now I know. It's just because she's wearing, a tea towel, kind of.
Yeah. It's like a smocked kind of dress. Yeah.
That's right.
And it was just like, and the coloring, it was just like, really? That's like something a four-year-old would wear.
Well, she acts like a four-year-old. She's still playing the victim. Here's the thing.
I know. She's so hurt.
She should have called Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. That's it. End of story. That's it. But she's so upset that people are gossiping about her. That's her biggest thing. Not that this dog went to a kill shelter. Not that, you know, it's like...
Yes. And to top it all off, she found out that people have been gossiping about it.
I mean, come on. And then she says it all. It wasn't about Lucy. It was about me. Really? You really said that?
Yes. I know, to Lisa.
Oh my God. I hope they put that on her headstone.
Oh my gosh.
Someday. How delusional do you have to be?
I know. It's crazy. Oh, this dog thing is going a little too far.
It's out of control.
Like Teddy said, last night was a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy's just lost. She's like, I don't understand why Lisa Vanderpump tried to manipulate me. But Kyle said, I mean, I'm kind of surprised Kyle's being this forward with her. She said, you were told for a reason. She effed you and she effed Dorit.
Yeah, I don't know if Kyle's drinking the Rinna Kool-Aid. Who knows what's going on? Because
she's pretty loyal to Lisa.
I was just going to say, yeah.
She's a good friend. They're good friends.
They're really good friends.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see how that plays out.
I know.
In the meantime, they're planning their day.
Yes.
Dorit, Denise, Camille, and Rinna are going snorkeling.
Yes, they're going snorkeling.
Erica and Teddy are going to go golfing, and Vanderpump and Kyle are going to go shopping.
And I have to say, Erica, in that sun visor and her makeup and hair, like, it's a very weird look. I'm like, who is this person? It almost doesn't look like Erica.
No, she looked too made up almost.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And a weird look.
She was, of those three activities, what would you want to do?
I know. You know, I kind of would be interested. I would end up going snorkeling, for sure.
Hands down.
But I would be interested in all of it.
I mean, I would too, but if those are my choices.
Yes.
I mean, you're in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Go fucking
snorkeling.
Well,
and those are the girls that got to get on a bike and mix their daiquiri.
Before they stop in.
I know. It's like, choose all these fresh fruits. We'll throw a little,
look so good, too.
Well, is it rum that's in daiquiris?
I think so.
Yeah. I'd be like, make mine vodka, but whatever.
I know. Although, if I had to pedal for my drinks, I would be in the ER after, like, two drinks. I mean, that would just kill me. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to work for this.
No, I would do it for you. Yeah. To me, it's fun.
I mean, it would be, but then I'd be winded and drunk and then probably dehydrated. I don't know. It just looks like...
Okay, and can we talk about Lisa Rinna's bathing suit? Holy moly. That's the highest cut bathing suit I've ever seen in my entire life.
She is showing off. We'll get to her dancing on the boat a little later.
Oh, my
but
God.
Holy cannoli. She is, I don't know. These ladies are fucking crazy, man. That's what I'm sensing. Like, I am all of, they are, all have lost their minds.
Yes. All right, so we're golfing.
They get a pro to help them out.
Georgette. Yes.
I don't think Erica needs a pro. I think she looks like she's gonna kick ass.
It was so funny. She talked about she golfed with her husband one time.
Yeah.
One time. And she like showed him up on accident.
Yeah. Well, she's like 30 years younger than him. I'm sure she's going to be.
But even still, like, either you can golf or you can't. Either you're a natural talent or you're not.
Well, she
has
a lot.
And he's probably been golfing for years. She shows up, hey, I'm getting pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Like, amateur here. And he's probably like, oh, and then he's like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's not fair. She looks pretty athletic, too.
And it's shocking how terrible Teddy is.
Oh, my God. Her
like,
stance?
My form would be better than that.
What was she doing? Like,
I have no idea.
I couldn't try to look like that if I mean, I've hit some golf balls in my time.
Yeah.
I'm not great at it, but, geez, that looked like she looked like an old woman with scoliosis, like out there trying to hit a ball.
It was terrible.
It was horrible.
Yes.
Erica does try to give her some tips, but that doesn't help at all. Not one single bit.
But they have a good time.
Yeah.
So back to the snorkeling crew. Oh, Denise. I love this, Denise. She's like, I'm still confused. She says, you know, I do a lot of dog rescue, and she understands that every dog's not the right fit for every family. And she says to Dorit, did you let Lisa know that the dog was having a hard time fitting in? And this is where we find out.
Yes.
That, well, she says, Lisa knew that Lucy had bit PK. And she also knew that she had adopted a previous dog that didn't work out.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
Look what happens when you
and
dig a little deeper.
And for some reason, she knew to take that dog back.
Yes.
So she's been through this.
She has. And now it's occurring to me that, oh.
It's not the dog. It's the family.
It's totally the family. It's clearly the family. I mean, come on. But also, that might explain why she didn't call Vanderpump. It's like,
you think?
Well, if I were Vanderpump and I had a dog thing and a friend of mine took a dog, couldn't handle it, gave it back. It's like, okay, that's one. They took another dog, they couldn't handle it. That's when I'd start being like, do you guys even want a dog?
Well, I mean, that's when you go back to your friend and say, listen, mm-hmm. I think we've made a mistake. I think it's us and not the dogs.
And but
end
Dorit,
of story.
Totally. And Dorit cannot have any kind of mistake on her, you know, she
or,
just won't accept
yeah,
any kind
kids,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. But it's not like Lisa's not going to find out. Camille said, I think that's the issue. You didn't speak to Lisa before you.
Yeah. She's trying to talk some sense.
Away. Yeah.
And then they switch to another shot, but Rinna has to chime in to stir the pot. Right before we get there.
Oh, yeah, what is she
And
say?
I just, I don't remember what she said, but in my
I have
head,
it written down.
Oh, what'd she say?
If I were you, I would be very upset. That Vanderpump has made this and made that and created it to happen. It's bullshit.
Cash those checks,
Stir
Rinna.
Stir the pot.
She is, knows how to stay on
I
this
mean,
show.
She has no shame.
Oh, my
about
God.
Stirring the pot this,
no.
this episode.
No.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, I love hate it. That's how I feel.
So, but I do have to go back and mention that Camille did call Dorit a bit shady, like giving the dog.
Oh, I think Camille's the voice of reason in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
You're a Camille, a Camille-y.
I'm a Camillite, a Camillite.
Camillite cigarette.
I'm a Camillite.
Okay, so let's go shopping with Lisa and Kyle.
Okay.
I'm not loving any of these clothes. I'm like, who wants to buy these? Why are we shopping here? I mean, Lisa is like, should I say, an older woman?
Yeah, she
so
can.
Different style.
Resort wear is her jam. I can.
Resort wear.
You know, totally. But like, I mean.
I don't ever want resort wear to be my jam, ever. Ever.
I can't wait for resort wear to be my jam. I am going to start wearing muumuus tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
And
oh my
big
God.
Old, big hats, big sun hats, loud prints.
And that big bag
that big bag that you can put your...
look at this. We can put all our anxieties in here. We can put all our troubles in here.
I just love that Kyle says, so, like last night, I don't want to talk about it right now. Okay. You want to shop, I get it. So, what, with the dog, I don't want to talk about it right now. So, like, Vanderpump
can,
shuts
can
her down.
Can we talk about it later?
Can we talk about it later?
Let's talk about it in a minute, shall we?
Yeah.
She keeps pushing it off. She does. It's kind of weird.
Well, and it's kind of like, we're not here to watch you guys shop.
Yeah.
For that stuff.
No, for sure. So we go back to the golf course.
Teddy and Erica are talking about the dinner.
Yeah, and Teddy's just like, you know, all of a sudden it turned around and it's like, be careful, Teddy knows. And Erica's just like totally on Teddy's side. She's like, well, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, really? Like, why is she making you out to be vindictive?
Well, Erica says she thinks that it's a well-orchestrated plan.
Yes, to turn two women against each other. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I think, too? I think what? That Erica is maybe a little anti-LVP after the whole condolence note fiasco. So...
Oh, sure.
You know, she's got a beef now, so I don't know that we can count on her to be...
I do think that, and I think she's seen historically what Lisa Vanderpump does.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you know, she's choosing her side, and she knows which one's honest.
She's just so all in.
Yes. Erica said, Lisa may have made a critical error in judgment here. It's very passive-aggressive, and it's not fair. I think she may have thought Teddy was a punk... Which I don't understand what she means by punk.
Like, you know, she's a punk. You're just a punk kid. You're just a punk.
I guess. And was going to fold up and do exactly what she told her. So, I don't know.
And you know I'm not a Teddy fan.
I know. And I'm wondering if you're going to become one.
I don't think I am because this line really bothered me. Teddy asks Erica, do you think that I'm a person that would ever tell a lie?
Yes.
That's kind of a broad statement.
Yeah.
That would ever tell a lie? Well, yes, of course, you're human, right?
Sure. Well, she said later at a dinner, I've never told a lie before.
Yeah, and I wrote that down, too. I mean, what I would say is, like, would I lie about this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you think I'm a liar?
Yeah.
Like, known as a liar.
Yeah, am
like,
I known as a liar?
Do you think I'm lying?
I mean, if I asked you right now, Becky, do you think I would ever tell a lie? What would your honest answer be?
Lie about what?
Not what you're... political answer. But very well done.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that just struck me as weird.
No, it is. And you know, Teddy's on the defensive. I get it. But yeah, she's making some mistakes. That's for
she's
sure.
She's clearly making some. I mean, to be all, I don't like the whole I'm 100% have nothing to do with this. I'm a victim.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
She's not telling the whole story.
Yeah, and she's going too deep. It's like, you know.
Yes, she really is.
There's sometimes when you shouldn't go big. You should just go home.
All right, back to snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
There's no turtles. Denise pops up. Where are the turtles, Captain? I mean, she just can't help herself. She's just too, like, hot and
she's
sexy.
She's a sexy, you know, she uses sexuality. But I do kind of feel bad. I've been snorkeling a couple of times, and, like, you always do see something.
Something. Lisa's like, nothing.
I
not like, a snail, not a turtle. There's not a baby fish, not a flower, no
nothing.
Pearl, nothing.
I mean,
that's
I feel kind of
crazy.
Bad. Yeah.
I mean, time to move on. And
time
go,
to go to a different
yes,
spot.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm guessing that, like us, most people don't get to fly off to the Bahamas every other weekend. So, like, if that were my big trip that I'd planned for a long time,
yeah.
and I wanted to go out snorkeling, yeah. and all I saw was sand, yeah. I would be sad.
Right, right. But I feel like they only went once into one spot. But
yeah.
But still, I mean, like, I went to Hawaii a year and a half ago, and... all the spots that you go to,
had
quotation
something.
Mark, like, were full of stuff. So
yeah.
take them to a spot you're supposed to go. Maybe it had to do with filming. Who knows?
I don't know.
But, okay, so Lisa and Kyle are having a lunch at a private cabana, and there are little baby fluffy flamingos, apparently.
Okay, wait just a damn minute. Where are they staying where they have their own private lunch with, like... I want to do all of this stuff.
Well, I'm assuming you can set that up. I'm not assuming that it's like a regular thing.
Oh, you can't just walk around to find your own private.
Right. They're just like, hey, we want to have a private lunch. And they're like, we could set you up in a cabana if you, you know, you and I could do that if we paid, you know,
right.
grand
that's
for
true.
It.
But yeah, LVP is kind of retelling Kyle about what happened at Vanderpump Dogs, even though she was there.
Yeah.
And then they do a flashback showing Lisa talking to John, who's clearly pissed on the phone.
Oh, right.
Now, here's the thing. There are two Johns.
Right. Sesha and Blizzard.
Yeah. And one of them is her partner. And one of them...
Sesha is her partner?
I think Sesha's her partner.
Blizzard is only 22 years old, and she doesn't even have
his number. She doesn't even have his number.
I mean, why... I think I read somewhere that he does... he does, like... fundraisers, like sets up the fundraiser type parties.
Okay.
Like plans that kind of thing, I think is what he does for her. Like, he's done it for Vanderpump
Dogs. So then who was the one that brought the dog out at Vanderpump Dogs?
Sesha.
Sesha. Okay, yeah. So that kind of says it.
Yes. And I just want to go back and first say that Kyle is wearing three necklaces at this lunch.
Well, she's just been shopping for Rolexes.
I know, three necklaces. And Lisa Vanderpump has a very low-cut dress and has zero necklaces on. It's just interesting. I'm kind of surprised. I'm like, Lisa, where's your necklace?
Where's your statement
Can't
necklace?
Can't you borrow one from Kyle? I don't know.
Wait, how does she have three? She's got all her stuff stolen. She has three necklaces?
Mm-hmm.
These women are showing up with a lot of fucking goods for people who just got their houses ransacked.
Right? And so Kyle tells Lisa, Teddy feels set up. You know, and Lisa's like, why? Why is this set up? You know, and she just says, you know, I think that Dorit was thinking, okay, Teddy doesn't like me, and now she has this information. And if, you know, you, Lisa Vanderpump, were upset, you were counting on Teddy bringing it up to her.
The thing that is really bothering me is that Vanderpump will not admit that she's upset with what Dorit
did.
I mean, if she, there's the two things. Dorit should have called Vanderpump. Vanderpump can be rightfully pissed. You have I don't know why she's insisting on this. Saying that she's not mad at Dorit,
right?
When she clearly is,
right?
That just leads itself to this conspiracy that you know. So
Elisa says, "We were all there. We know Teddy didn't bring it up. It was John, and John was out of order, and John is upset too. Whatever." All right, back to Teddy and Erica.
Wait, we didn't go back to the boat. We have to go back to the boat because Denise and Camille, all
right,
are both asking why Vanderpump would want to hurt Dorit, and Rinna deals from the bottom of the child deck, where she's, it's all about the children.
Yes.
It's all about the children.
You are doing what's right for your children, for God's sake, period. I don't care who, what, where. When it comes to your children, you protect them 100%. F everyone else. That's what you say.
I mean, she's acting like this is a child sex ring or something.
I mean, she goes on, and then... She, like, laughs and gets up on the edge of the boat to dance.
Well, this is the grossest 2 minutes in history for me. Dorit screaming,
I love it!
It's just, oh, my God, my eardrums burst. And then I got nauseated. And then Rinna starts dancing, which usually I find kind of cute.
But it's so random.
Oh, God, and it just looked so gross and weird.
And Denise is just like, yeah, I don't fall and break your neck.
So then we flash back to lunch with Kyle and Vanderpump, and this is where the most goddamn ridiculously cute things we've ever seen come out.
The little baby flamingos.
I am dying. Dying.
I know.
But it's like they had grown-up sized legs and then this little fluff body.
I know. They were fluffy, and flamingos are like covered in feathers, aren't they, when they're full grown?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, they didn't have the feathers.
They look like baby chicks.
Oh, they did.
But, you know,
But bigger. And gray.
Adorable.
Well,
I think they're white, because, you know, they turn pink from eating, like, plankton or something. Yeah.
What's plankton?
It's like a
shrimpy thing?
I don't think it's shrimp. I think it's, might be shrimp, but it's, like, not seaweed.
Some kind of fishy thing?
It's like the seaweed and the coral stuff.
Yeah, it is from what they eat.
That is fully backed by my marine biology degree. You know, it's like the stuff that floats with the fishes and the stuff.
And so Lisa says, oh, so when you say you're their parents, you feel like you're your parents because you hand-reared them, okay? Kyle, that's how John Sessa feels. You don't understand that?
I hear that you've been working on your English accent. I like it. I like it.
We'll see. We'll see if the fans agree.
Yeah, yeah. They're not.
You're an easy crowd.
No, but yeah, she's just basically saying, like, you know, look at this woman. She raped these little guys. Of course, you know.
Do you understand why John Sesh is upset? And really, she's saying, do you understand why I'm upset?
Yeah, she totally
is. I'm the one that's upset. These are my babies. Okay, so everyone's headed back to their room. Erica's calling Tom. Again, her makeup looks really weird. It's a different look. She doesn't have the sun visor on, but something is off.
Something's off in that conversation she's having with Tom.
Oh, I'm wondering if they edited it. She's like, I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah. No, I'm so glad I got to speak with you. She sounded like a business associate.
I know, right?
It was bizarre.
She speaks that way. I mean, she's very, like, surfacey, like, you know, or she's
But with
like,
her husband?
I know, right?
And then it's she's like, weird. You know, I'm going to be home tomorrow. You know that, right? And he's like, got it. Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing, it seemed very distant, very strange.
Yeah. I'd like to see them, like, on a Friday night cuddled up to a movie, like, how different it might be or not.
I can't even picture that.
I know, right?
I picture Tom on one side of the couch, the glam squad in the middle, and then and Eric on the other end. Passing popcorn between them.
I know, right? Tom's, like, falling asleep because he can't stay awake. He's asleep at 8:30.
Totally. Relating. All right. Denise FaceTimes with Eloise.
Yes.
And how precious is that little face?
I know, right?
Come on.
So Lisa Vanderpump calls Teddy to come and talk to her. So she heads to Lisa's room. Teddy walks in. She has a super cute outfit on. Teddy looks really cute. You didn't like it?
Oh, my God. I wrote, she walks in wearing the most unflattering white outfit. I can't stand it.
What? I thought she looked adorable. We have the opposite taste,
absolutely, 100%. I mean, she's in great shape. She has a great body. That was not flattering.
Right.
I mean, it just, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
That is funny. But I thought she looked amazing. But she comes in with her shoulders slumped over. She seems sad and she just shoots straight. She's like, am I here for an apology to get an apology?
Yeah. I found it just kind of shitty and argumentative to wait to walk into a room.
Yeah. And
she's Debbie Downer.
I guess. I don't know. I think she's just like kind of like burnt at this point, just like exhausted from it and kind of lost. Like she doesn't understand what's happening. Lisa looks confused. She's like, I'd like an explanation for me because I don't understand. And Teddy's just like, you're smart. This is a disappointment.
I can't, it's so funny that we are, now we can see how super fans get about their ladies in The Real Housewives, because I read this a totally different way from you.
You do.
I do. I felt like Lisa Vanderpump was being truthful. She says she wanted to shut it down and totally stands by that 100%.
Right.
And then Teddy brings out her phone to show text, but I don't, what was that? I was like, it could have been anything.
Right. Well, that's the thing. She shows a very small screenshot of a long conversation. And this is the problem, Teddy, which I'm sure she realizes now. She didn't tell the whole story.
No.
And so it's going to come back to bite her. You know, I do believe that Teddy was manipulated in some way. And it's one thing to be like, I was manipulated, like, you're the bad person. Or you could be honest and say, look, this is the whole story. I was a part of this. I was wrong, but I'm also being manipulated.
I totally agree. Yes. I think that the problem with all of these women is you can't be 100% right and 100% wrong.
Right.
You know, just own some of the shit that you've done.
Yes.
And everything will be fine. It explains it. But quit trying to play victim and villain with every single thing. First of all, it's never the truth.
Yes.
It's not going to work. But Teddy runs down to now Dorit's room, and I feel like she's playing the victim.
Oh, yes.
I feel like Teddy's just trying to make herself a little more relevant this season because she was a little boring last season.
I don't know. I think she's being honest with what... No, I don't think she's... Whatever. Like, I do think she's handling this wrong. But I do think this is how she really feels. And Teddy's, you know, she's like, I think you're creating shit because you got busted. I'm sorry, Lisa, get your story out straight. She's storming out. Where's Dorit?
Yeah. I know, it was so funny.
Dorit's like, what did I do?
I know, which is a weird thing. Yeah. Where's Dorit? What did I do? What did I do? It's like, well, I don't know. What did you do?
I know. Teddy says, I'm not bringing all this into dinner. This isn't fair. I'm telling you the same thing I told you last night. You did nothing in regards to this situation. And then to Lisa, she says, you're much smarter than you lead on to be. You're not confused in this situation, and I'm not going to be your pawn to get at Dorit.
I mean, again, I think Teddy's reading it completely wrong. Lisa Vanderpump would never make herself look stupid or not as smart as she is. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to just wait for this to play out because it's hard to kind of... We still only have like 25% of the story, I think.
Sure. But, you know, Dorit is believing Teddy. She's like...
Yeah, I know. I found that surprising.
Right. She's like, this person I've had issues with is coming in defense of me with such conviction. You know, and Teddy's like, I'm sorry this has happened. I'm going. I'm done. And Dorit says, thank you, Teddy. Where, you know, Lisa looks at her like, are you kidding me?
I mean, again, it just shows Dorit's mentality where you have a friend who you're not agreeing with, and then you have an acquaintance that you've had issues with in the past. Mm-hmm. But if that one's backing you, you immediately go to that side. That is so, that's some shady bullshit right there.
Yeah. So Kyle calls Mauricio.
Well, she's having her own issues. I feel really horrible for her. I mean, how does one choose between the $10,000 and the $7,000?
It was almost $11,000, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Although I have to say the watch is beautiful.
I'm just like, it looks very masculine to me.
I actually thought she was buying it for him.
Right.
But it's a pretty, I like kind of male... liking jewelry.
Sure,
but
who, I guess.
Well, what's strange to me is, like, I can't believe people wear watches anymore.
I know, right?
My husband calls his phone the thing that tells time. Like, that's, like...
No, I know. There are people that wear watches, or, you
know. I guess for style, yeah.
Well, and now Apple has come out with the Apple Watch, right. You know, yeah. Which is, you know,
which is everything. I saw somebody talking into theirs the other day. I was like, what the...
Of course, because it's easier than typing. You're voice texting. Oh, or you're talking on the phone.
No, that just runs into sending what you're really thinking about people to their phones accidentally.
I know, right? Let's just put chips in our head.
Right? Let's just call it a day. No, but yeah, so, and I love Mauricio, and I do love that, I mean, listen, this is never a problem I'm going to have where I have to call my husband and ask him if it's okay to buy the $10,000.
Right.
But I do love that he's like, that she, A, asks him, because that's a lot of money.
Sure.
It's respectful to call your spouse
who's earning the money. Well, I think, you know, too, like, it may be like, to us, like a $300 purchase.
Right.
You don't really have to ask your husband.
No.
But I think it makes you feel better about doing it.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You're like, should I spend this? Do I really want this?
Right.
I'm like that. I will call my husband. It's like, I don't have to ask him. But if he's, like, encouraging me, it makes me feel better.
Totally. And I don't think either one of us are going to live a life where we have to ask our husband's permission for anything. But it is a respect issue, you know. And sometimes, too, like, we all do that. Sometimes it'll be like, ooh, honey, you know, are we going to have enough for the blah, blah, blah? It's like, oh, God, that's right. You know, it's just a safety check.
Sure, of course.
I mean, not in their situation.
No.
But I do
She's like, but it is tax-free.
It is. Hey, she's got to, you know, plead her case.
Right.
And I love that Teddy forgot her key.
I know. I don't have my key.
She's in full self-pity
mode. She's like, and I have irritation to a 10.
Oh, my God.
It's like, all of a sudden, she's talking like a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, the things she says, I'm like, wait, when did you become a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's irritated.
Yeah.
She's totally irritated. So let's go back to Lisa and Dorit. I forgot to mention, I love Lisa's sparkly gold top. I would wear it.
Hated it. Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
What do you like on this show, like, as far as their clothes?
I don't look at the clothes. Well, I guess I do because I have opinions on them that I hate them. You know, you know me. I'm not a flashy kind of a person.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's what I'm reflecting. But
I just like it. I love the way it sparkled and hung and glittered, and I would wear
it. Watch in a year, I'm going to be like in a sparkly moo-moo. Yeah. Oh my God. With a 70-inch ponytail.
Yes. So Lisa's just like, she's saying she spoke to one of my employees and they said, oh, Lisa has told you to tell Teddy. And Dorit's, is that true, Lisa? No, it's not true. And Dorit's like, if it is, just say it. Let's get it over with. I mean, come on. It's one-on-one, Lisa. Yeah. If you want to just be like Lisa's like sticking to her story, regardless.
Right. Well, everyone is. That's the problem.
Yes. But she's like, yeah, it's not true. It looks like John Blizzard's kind of getting busy and making up bullshit. And I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Because he's causing trouble for me. all right, so they're headed to dinner.
Oh, my God.
And this bridge?
I know,
like,
right?
Why can't anyone walk over it? What is the problem with this bridge?
I don't think they would have put a bridge purposely in this luxury resort that is just like, let's make it. You know what I want? I want this scene. I want it on the beach, this beautiful table. Let's make that bridge break some ankles.
I know. Yeah. It's by the pool. So maybe nobody, they didn't expect people to walk down there with heels on. Like they don't.
I don't know, but every single one of these ladies. I know. It was hilarious. It was.
So everyone's arrived, but Lisa Vanderpump and Dorit.
They're kind of talking about what they did that day. Yes. Teddy has this, I am not going to have fun look on her face.
I know. She's irritated to a 10, Raquel.
Oh, she is to a 10. That's true.
Yes. So Lisa and Dorit arrive, and everyone's complimenting Dorit. And Dorit's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so sorry that I'm so late. You'll have to forgive me.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, thank you.
Like she's accepting an award. Yes. Thank you. I do love that Erica, like, pokes her boob, and she goes, boops.
Yeah, she's just, like, waiting. She's just like, okay, I gotta bring it up. Boops. I see your boobs.
I got happy all over again.
Right at your boobs.
Your boobs. Oh, my God.
And Erica mentions in her confessional, I don't know what happened before dinner, but this does not look good.
No.
Like, when Lisa and Dorit arrive, you can feel the tension. And Lisa and Teddy are opposite.
Lisa and Teddy are opposite.
And they're kind of both just pretty quiet, right, both of them.
Right.
And there's lots of just like looking.
Oh, a lot of staring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're getting ready to order. Denise and Lisa would rather have fries.
Yes. They have a macaroon with bacon and jam.
Oh, my God. Come on.
And foie gras cherry?
Foie gras cherry?
That's what the cherry was like, foie gras.
Did they put
foie gras? I don't know. I don't know. That's what it was. I know. It was a bit wild.
I mean, I try it. Sorry.
Well, Rena said to Denise, I guess Rena likes simpler food. She's like,
well, they're both like, yeah.
Denise, this doesn't fit in our white trash palates. And yeah, Denise's like, I prefer the kids' menu, which I understand. Whatever.
I mean, I don't think they're as bad as some of the. I mean, obviously, they're saying that kind of jokey. They're going to eat this beautiful food.
Of course.
But I have seen ladies on other franchises where they're just like, they're given, say, a piece of sushi, something pretty mild, and they're just like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Where's my McDonald's fries?
Right.
And that where I'm just like, are you kidding?
Yes. Yes. We saw that a lot in Dallas. Who was it? Was it Cameron that couldn't eat?
Oh, yes. Yeah. What a moron.
I do have to go back and mention that Vanderpump in our confessional said, no one even acknowledges me. I feel as welcome as a turd in a swimming pool. But it's just kind of funny because, like, she's being quiet. Teddy's being quiet. She's not cranky about, you know, it's like, join the conversation.
Right.
Or don't. Like, do you want people to be like, oh, Lisa, how are you doing? Tell us all about your day.
I think they're both in defensive modes and they want to be catered to. But I do have this one little note where Denise and Lisa would rather have fries while Kyle Postmates her Rolex.
Oh, my God.
This is why I love the Housewives.
I know, right?
Come on.
I know. I've never Postmated. Have you?
Have I Postmated? I don't think so.
I'm way too cheap. And like, I'm just like, why would I spend an extra $5 to get my... And I also don't like takeout food. Like, I want it... If I'm going to buy restaurant food, I want to eat it fresh. I don't want it sitting in a to-go box.
And... Yeah, that I think I've Postmated... I do Grubhub and those kind of things just for like, when my niece is over, I can get stuff that she'll eat. And it's delivered.
Yeah.
But for the most part, no. When I see, like, the tax and the delivery fee, it's like, fuck that. Why am I paying $7 for a burger? Extra. You know, why is this burger $27?
But I gotta admit that I went down. I'm like, oh, you can Postmate a Rolex. So I went, Googled it and went down that rabbit hole. What all can you Postmate?
I think you can Postmate anything.
I assume so. Why can't you?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the Postmate surf charge is not bugging Kyle, who's buying a $10,000 Rolex.
I know. Yes.
I mean, look at all the money she saved on taxes.
I know, right? I know. Absolutely.
That's what I live for in these shows. Where two of the girls, they're all in this beautiful resort. Mm-hmm. Two of the girls are like, I just want fries. Well, one of the other ones postmating a Rolex.
I know.
Two of them are giving it, like, death stare. And it's not lost on Paul.
She knows it's ridiculous.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, yeah, no, it's an interesting dinner. Camille does start chatting with LVP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lisa's like, I'm just ready to go home.
Yeah.
I'm leaving early in the morning.
Yeah, apparently she and Kyle are leaving very early.
Yeah, and she's like, I have to deal with some stuff that's transpired, and I want to get to the bottom of it. So Lisa, Rena does a toast. I don't know if you noticed, it was very awkward between Teddy and Lisa Vanderpump. They kind of acknowledged each other, mm-hmm. and then Teddy's like, I can't even, like, look at her more than a second. Like,
it was, I wrote down all the ladies cheers Dorit for the fun.
I guess.
Time.
Well, yeah. She's the one that hosted,
right.
Which it means nothing more than planning. Right. She's not like...
No, she wasn't cooking those macaroons.
And she wasn't paying for it.
No.
But she attempts, you know, and Lisa's just like her, Lisa and Teddy, there's tension for sure.
Teddy pipes up at this point, right?
Yes. I think Denise is like, hey Teddy, how was your day? And she's like, I had a good beginning of the day. I wish tonight I felt better, but I don't. I can be cordial, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it and have small talk and pretend like everything's 100% hunky-dory because I'm not fake.
I'm not a fucking fake. Like, wow. It's kind of like, you know how when you casually say to someone, hey, how you doing? And they, like, tell you about their niece's wedding and the surgery that their grandma had. It's like, no, I was just being cordial.
Right.
I don't really.
Yeah, it was golfing fun? That's what I was getting at.
I was just trying to find out about the golfing.
Yeah, and Dorit says, no, Teddy, I know how you're feeling right now, and I really believe everything you have said.
Whoa!
You're saying this right in front of Lisa?
Right in front of Lisa.
Wow.
And Lisa is livid.
Yeah, and this is, Teddy starts crying, and she's like, thank you, because this all feels very yucky.
Yeah, like, you're right, she turned into a child.
I know, it's like, what, yucky?
Oh my God.
You feel yucky?
So, and just in case the drama was about to end...
Yeah.
Rena's earning her checks. Rena's earning her checks again.
I love this because she goes, you know, I'm really sad you're in this situation. Why is this happening to Teddy Mellencamp?
Why is this happening to Teddy Mellencamp? Come on.
This is ridiculous, Lisa. It's
goddamn ridiculous.
And this is when LVP is like, gets up. I'm going.
Out.
Goodbye, guys. I'm sorry. I've sat here all night. Nobody has really spoken to me much. And then she, you know, she's like, I'll speak to y'all directly, like Teddy and Dorit later. But as she's walking away, she says thanks to Camille. I think this is correct.
Yeah, I was going to ask
Camille, Kyle, and Dorit. She's like, individually, thanks for being a great friend. Thanks for being a great friend. And I'm just like, this is weird.
Oh, no, I think that she did it like as a, like, you know. Fuck you, you're cool, fuck you. That's what she was kind of doing around the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
But was she thanking Camille, Kyle, and Dorit for being a great friend?
Yes.
And then whoever
and excluding
she did.
The rest.
Okay. Or was it... Okay.
I don't know who it was, but that's that's how I read
weird.
It. She was picking people specifically.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So she's like stomping off. Lisa to Kyle, she says, Teddy... Oh, yeah. Kyle runs after her, and she's like, Teddy's known me 5 minutes, making me out to be some bitch. And she's like, listen, don't worry about it. I was fine before Teddy. I'll be fine after.
Absolutely.
And she will.
And she said that was very convincing. You know, she was just like, whatever. Yeah.
Rena to Teddy says, Teddy, I am pissed you've been in this position.
You've been put in this position.
Yes, you've been put in this position. That's what I'm upset about, because you should not be in this position. End of story. I have great empathy for you because I have been exactly where you are. And Erica's chiming in. Yes, Lisa Rinna, you've been in this same situation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Rinna is like...
I know. She's starting it.
She is like, I am not in this story, so I'm going to make myself be in this story. I'm pissed. Like, I love that when she... Her own indignation is over something that has nothing to do with her at all. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed that you've been put in this situation. It's like, really? Okay.
And God love Denise. I don't mean to be an asshole. I don't know what's going on. The truth is that she set you up?
Yeah.
Like
she's asking.
Yes. And she won't admit it?
Yeah. She is just, and of course, it's like, you think you're going to get the real story from these ladies who are left at the table?
I know. And Teddy's like, she won't admit it, and I have proof. She knows I have proof. And,
Wait, this is Teddy says the line again. Never once have I told a lie, and never will you hear me tell one. Who is she, George fucking Washington? Is she at the charity? What are you serious with that?
I know.
Girl, you need to check yourself.
I know. She's kind of digging a hole for herself. So, Rinna, I don't know why she's going after Kyle, but
because Lisa Vanderpump left, she needed somebody.
So, it's almost like Rinna and Erica helps a little, almost like they're like amazing lawyers. And Kyle's on the stand and they're like, we're going to beat you down to get you to say what we want you to say.
Oh, like, she's co-counsel. Yeah.
She's like, Kyle, you should just pipe in and let her know that Vanderpump doesn't always tell the truth. And Kyle's like, I'm in a really bad position. You know, I'm the closest to her. And Rinna and her going back and forth. You know, and she's like, Kyle, she has lied to you before, and this has happened to you, because I don't know if you they flash back to when there was the tabloids about Mauricio cheating.
Right.
And she tried to get Brandy to bring up the cheating on the show.
Bring the tabloids into the suitcase or something like that.
And Kyle says, this is just who she is, about Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, it's totally unfair for them to expect... Kyle.
No, it is. But Kyle says a lot. It's very telling. She's like, I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm saying that that is who she is. This is what she does. And then she goes on to say that she's not responsible for what Lisa Vanderpump does. She's my friend. I love her. She's like, we all have good sides and we have bad sides. That's a bad side that she has. She will never admit it. So Kyle's basically saying, I believe that Lisa Vanderpump set her up. I've seen her do it, and I believe she's doing it now.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know that she's admitting to all of that, but she's clearly admitting, like, listen, this is not something that I would disbelieve Lisa's capable of.
Right.
I mean, she's totally, she's being very honest, I think. And I think in her way, she's telling these ladies, look, everyone has their issues.
Yeah.
This one's kind of shitty and really bad. But, you know, quit putting it on me to tell her what to do. She's not Vanderpump's keeper. It's ridiculous.
And then Camille pops in.
She's trying to bring some sanity to the situation.
Yeah, she's like, I've wanted apologies for years from people. And you may never get him. And she's like my ex-husband.
You know,
talk about my ex-husband? He's the most famous thing that ever happened to me, so I've got to bring him up.
Remember him? Kelsey Grammer. He was on that show, Frasier. Before that, he was on Cheers. He's been on TV a long time. He's kind of a nutcase now.
Is he a nutcase?
He said something weird about climate change. I don't know.
Okay, I haven't read into... She's like, but she feels she's owed an apology. And I know he, like, left her and, you know, got another woman pregnant. And
right.
Has another family. I get that, but it's like... I don't know.
Listen,
like,
I thought sure Frasier was hilarious. Big fan of the show.
I've watched reruns a million times.
Oh, you and me both.
I still would.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just funny how she brought that up.
Yeah, she's just like, it's basically, can we talk about me for a second?
I know. But she's like, friendships need to move forward. Life's too short to hold grudges. And Erica, Teddy, and Kyle just let loose on her. Are you saying?
And Rinna, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, they do not, that is not what they want to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, they just go, it's like, and
yes.
Okay.
And then we come back to our breath of fresh air.
Thank God, Kyle's watch arrives.
No, oh. I wanted to say what Denise said.
Oh, what?
So Denise says, why can't she just say she effed up? And this is where Erica's like, Denise, why don't you go knock on the door and ask her?
Oh, yeah,
I dare you. I'll give you $1,000 cash if you knock on the door. I've got it with me. And it's so funny. Denise is just in her confessional. She's like, no way. It's not happening.
Mm-mm.
My spidey sense tells me it's not a good idea. Plus, I don't need $1,000. I love that.
I kind of felt like Erica was first baiting her a little bit.
Oh, I think she was just joking.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think, you know, Denise is just trying to understand. And she's just like saying, this is the last person you would like confront and say,
right,
can't you just tell the truth?
Okay, yeah. You know? You're right,
I think she was just like, it's Lisa Vanderpump. She's not gonna, you know, like that would be the wrong path to go down.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No, I don't think she would really. I think she was making a joke.
Making a joke out of it.
Yeah. But I think it's because Denise didn't.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, okay, this is where Erica also said something that was, like, weird. She goes to Teddy, I don't care about the rest of your day. I had fun with you today. And I'm not going to leave this island without saying we did not have fun together. I was like, Or that you did have fun together.
That's our second time getting that wrong.
Yes. You didn't catch that?
I didn't. Good call. Good job, yes. Becky.
And I'm not going to leave this island without saying we did not have fun together.
I wonder if this is a Freudian slip thing at this point.
I'm just like, Erica.
Erica, just take that word not out of every, just don't use it anymore. And you'll make perfect sense because it's not working.
So yes,
Kyle, it's not working.
It's not working, Erica. So Kyle's Rolex is delivered and it turned the whole night.
Oh my God.
Thank God you postmated that Rolex, Kyle.
It was
y'all would have never come back. And look at the evening y'all had. Y'all went on to party and it's all because of the Rolex.
It's all because of the Rolex. And it's totally, like I have literally done this. I have the attention span of a gnat. And I'll be talking like, oh my God. And so yesterday,
we're gonna solve this problem.
And it was, ooh, chocolate. You know? Like it just immediately, ooh, shiny, sparkle, pretty.
I know. Everyone's tripping out over it.
Yeah, I love it.
They're loving it.
Meanwhile, poor Vanderpump's trying to call Ken and has got what's got to be the most frustrating experience of her life. Oh my God.
It was pretty funny.
Now, and then also, she keeps asking Rosia Maria, if Ken is there. Now, listen, I'm hoping there are two maids, one named Rosia and one named Maria, and that she's not just confused about what her maid's name is.
No, I think there are. I think thinks she's speaking to one and the other one answered the phone. What I don't know why I never realized this is Ken's last name is Todd and not Vanderpump.
Yeah. No, I guess I never think about it.
I never processed that. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. Anyway, so the next morning, Lisa and Kyle head to the airport at 4:30, and we find out that everyone but Lisa went out partying last night.
Hardcore balls to the wall.
I know. It looks amazing.
It looks really fun.
I can't believe they didn't show us more of that.
I know.
But, yeah, so
it's funny because, like, they show Vanderpump and Kyle in the van, and Vanderpump could be, like, having her dying declaration. And
yes. Kyle's just like, I can't
please
even
stop talking.
I know, right? She's like, I was taking shots 2 hours ago.
Been there where you're just like, I think I'm still drunk. I'm totally still drunk right now.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, I've made better choices in life. But they look like they have a blast.
They do.
They're laying on the hotel floor laughing. Like, I mean, they look like they partied and had a good time.
Yeah.
Which I can't imagine getting to that point at 50. I guess it happens.
Wait, you don't remember last summer when Chrissy was using?
Well, one, I'm not 50 and I was not laying on anyone's floor laughing. I was watching
stuff
go down.
The pool.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, I was coherent.
Oh, you were coherent. Yeah.
Yes,
okay, I see what you're saying.
Totally.
Okay, we're going to have to, Jason, you're going to have to cut that whole thing out because I mentioned Chrissy by name.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. Anyway, so Dorit's having a last day breakfast for the ladies.
Yes.
You know what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it.
I love that Dorit has her glam squad bun, yet Denise looks way cuter with her little homespun hair up.
Dorit looks like a clown.
It was weird, huh?
It was weird. It's like, what is this outfit? It's like some wild, flowy one-piece jumper with this red zebra stripe, huge bun on top of her head. Yes, and poor Denise, she's like, I thought this was a pajama thing.
Oh my God, poor thing.
She's like, is this your pajamas? And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm the hostess. I wanted to greet you guys. And she's like, you know, and she's like, do you wake up looking like this? And
yeah.
She's like, oh, hardly. To each their own.
Oh, and shut up.
And she's like, oh my God. Like, she was giving you a compliment.
Yeah.
And she's like, first off, like, which hostess overdresses to make their
guests feel uncomfortable? Yeah.
Like, that's what you've done.
That's exactly what she's done.
Yeah. You've made your usual, like, come in your pajamas to have some breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make you feel very uncomfortable because I'm going to spend 7 hours getting ready
exactly.
for this.
I don't even know how she had time since they just got in like 2 hours ago.
Because she didn't go to sleep. Or she's like, I'm going to take a nap. Y'all do me while I'm taking a nap.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And Denise is like, they're lucky I put a bra on.
Yeah, I know. I love it. They do a little flashback again. And Rinna's, again, her dancing is so way off this episode. She looked like a bird that couldn't fly. It was freaking me out. I never need to see that again.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And then it's like they sit down, and I think this is why these women are all so thin. They sit down and she's like, all right, we got a pack. It's like
Nobody got to eat. Yeah, it was pretty funny. When Erica came in, she came in late. She's like, you look really pretty, really pretty. Everyone looks really pretty. Really pretty.
And she's wearing that kind of graffiti.
Yeah.
I hate that look.
She was styled.
I did like that she's like, my voice is really low.
Yeah, I drank too much and my voice is a little low.
Yeah, I can die here, you girl. Praise the choir.
But then they talk about how they had such a fun night. I think Rinna mentions it, but I woke up feeling doomed.
Oh, for Christ's sake. These people.
And Dorit's like, yes. Me too. I feel doom.
Oh my God. Doom. Doom.
But Dorit says about Lisa Vanderpump, there has to be some ownership and some apology. That's not the direction it's going.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
And then they're all dismissed to go pack.
Yes, they are. All right. So we're at home with
this
Ken
is like the final scene. Yeah.
Back Ken at and Lisa. It's cracking me up because Lisa's like, you know, fidgeting with some roses that are on their last leg.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken walks in and she's like, don't look at those roses. They look horrible.
I want to save you from the trauma.
Ken, save yourself. Don't look at those
look
roses.
Away. Look away.
Instead of just throwing them out, you know, I'm just going to let everyone know, don't look over there.
Yeah. Oh my God. My eyes.
Elisa says, I didn't have a very good time. I needed a break, and I was hammered by the end. And when she says hammered, she doesn't mean trash.
No, unfortunately.
She means her friends took hammers
and beat her up. Yeah, she was like, I didn't have a good time at all in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
No duh.
And it's so funny because, or it's not funny, but I was a little questioning because she's like, you don't know what it's like. And he's like, no, I think I do. And she's like, but you don't. You don't know what it's like. Like, you don't know what it was like for me. And she's, like, tearing up at this point.
I think she's still, you know, she's on this emotional roller coaster.
She really is. And
but then we get to the big reveal.
Yes. Ken went to Blizzard and got him to print out all the texts. I mean,
or as he calls it, textes.
He does. He's like, I got him to print out all her texts and all of his texts between them. And it's just like, okay, this feels very orchestrated at this point. And so it's also funny to hear him read the text.
I know.
Whenever you're free, girl, you're gonna die. Like Ken reading it.
The best.
So
the big one.
Teddy's text says, have the dog there and I can say it looks like Dorit's dog.
Oh.
And Dorit's Lisa's like, no way. Are you kidding me? Let me see it.
Right? And that's kind of where it ends. And right now it looks really bad.
Well, let me rewind for a second.
All right.
Because Lisa goes on to say, how can you sit there when you know someone is emotional anyway and you have all her friends hammer on them knowing that you sent a text saying, and this is what Rena says, Teddy's text says, bring the dog to the front and I'll ask whose dog it is.
Who Rena says?
No, I'm sorry. Mm. Vanderpump's re-saying what Teddy's text says.
Okay.
Let me repeat what Teddy's text actually says. Have the dog there, and I'll say it looks like Dorit's dog. Vanderpump says her text says, and she's just, saying, bring the dog to the front, and I'll ask whose dog it is. And so she's saying something completely, like, have the dog there or bring it to the front.
I'll say it looks like Dorit's dog.
Or I'll ask who it is. It just sounds like she completely changed, like, what's going to happen. And it just kind of sounds like...
I don't know.
It sounds like she already had an idea in her head.
Okay.
Like it was orchestrated.
I wonder if it wasn't just Teddy saying, bring the dog to the front, blah, 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 and the response.
No, Teddy didn't say bring the dog to the front. She says have it there.
That's the difference. Okay, now I'm going to have to look at the... Yeah. Well, they'll show more of it next week.
They will. I think it's going to come out, and I think we're going to see more. We're going to see that Teddy had a role in this,
and I think what happened is
that Lisa changed the plan on her.
Yeah, it just was two bad acts. Yeah. Right now, though, as we leave it, it looks really bad for Teddy.
It does, and I do think Lisa was setting her up, and she's just a little better at spinning it and covering her tracks.
For sure.
I think she's better at covering her tracks. I think everyone agrees, all the other housewives agrees, that Lisa's capable of this.
Yeah, she can manipulate.
She just, I think she's just slipping a little, like Lisa Rinna said, because of what she's going through.
Yeah. Well, whatever happens, one of these ladies is going to a kill shelter. Just kidding, of course.
You guys, also, New York started this week.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait for you to listen because this season is going to be good.
It looks amazing. We're going to be doing that show and releasing it. We're not sure we'll be releasing these either all in the same day, in the next 3 days, in the next 2 days.
Yeah, we may one play around three. With it. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see what you like best.
Thank you for listening. Thank you again for all of your sweet, sweet comments and reviews. Please rate, review, and listen to us. Tell your friends. Get the word out there. That's what we need.
Yeah.
But anyway, until next week, I think we'll let Becky sign off.
I have a new tagline, Raquel.
I'd love to hear it, Becky.
Two opinions are always better than one, especially if they are both mine.
I love it. I love it.
You guys have a great week.
Have a good week.
Bye.